So there is all kinds of emotions in that statement, and we have to kind of unpack that a little bit, because this one, again, long time in the making. So. Hello, nerds. Welcome back to your Nerd News Headlines show. In today's episode, we will be talking about some rumors around GoldenEye, as in the Nintendo 64 game. We also have some new sources and an expansion on some Doctor Strange rumors. We have Halo in the TV news section, as well as BioShock in the movies news section. All of this and so much more. So let's jump into the episode proper. We don't really have any housekeeping to push right now. We are still doing the push for all of the socials. So if you have not found me on your favorite social outlet of choice, be that Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Getter, Gab, whatever you are on, I'm probably there too. And I'm just trying to get a few of those up over 1,000 followers so that we can get some more interviews and things on the channel and people will start taking us a little bit more seriously here, because we're trying to add positive input into the overall pop culture conversation. So that is the push. That's really the only housekeeping we've got. Just look for Generally Nerdy, or you know, the Nerdy Ninja, since that's my guy. And that out of the way, now let's get into TV streaming. And in TV streaming, we have a follow-up for the Halo series over on Paramount Plus. So Halo, before it launches on March 24th, is already getting a second season. And there's already talk about potentially a third season as well, though that's rumor. There's also rumor that the March 24th release date could theoretically get pushed back a little bit. That, though, is only rumor. We're not going to be addressing that in the rumors section, because I don't think there's really any grounds there, and it's not a whole lot of fun to speculate on, because we already have confirmation from this announcement that we are going to see a second season, so why would they... Whatever. Second season of Halo has been announced. No release date for it yet, though season one releases March 24th. Then we have trailers for the TV streaming section, and this is, I mean, we kind of saw a couple of these coming. So let's start with Moon Knight, which we got during the Super Bowl. We got another second full-length trailer. It didn't necessarily air during, whatever. So this new Moon Knight trailer looks pretty... It just makes it that much more hype. There's not a whole lot, again, not the biggest Moon Knight reader. We did get a little bit of the darkness that we're going to be seeing in this. It has been made known that this is going to be like DC Dark, I think was the way somebody described it at one point. This is going to be a dark series for Disney Plus. So I'm pretty intrigued by that, being as it still has to maintain roughly a PG-13 aesthetic. How dark can we go with that consideration? From the looks of this trailer, not like frighteningly dark, but pretty dark, man. So definitely go follow the link down in the description if you have yet to watch this. It is going to hype you up even more for this new series. Our next trailer, and this is a different, whole different feeling. We have The Lord of the Rings of Power, I believe that was the subtitle. Rings of Power. New trailer for that, new full-length trailer. Still feels really weird seeing elves with short hair. They didn't show us any dwarf women, so I can't say anything about the beardless dwarf women. Again, strange thing to have changed considering the modern social climate. You're gonna remove the women with beards? Just whatever. All right. So the thing there is, I'm definitely of two minds on this trailer, because like I said, elves with short hair, and we know that there's going to be a lot of political messaging in here, but the scope and like just the intensity of this storytelling from the looks of this trailer might make up for that a little bit. I'm gonna hold out hope that the storytelling is going to be as such that we can, overlook the changes and the obvious political grandstanding. Either way, go check it out and form your own opinion so we can talk about that down in the comments. And then let's get into news for the TV streaming section. And we have one piece of news, and that is Sonic the Hedgehog. We have a Sonic live action series has just been announced, as well as from Sega, as well as a third live action Sonic movie. I could have put it in either the movie section or the TV section, but the TV is, you know, kind of light this week. So there you go. But yeah, we do have official announcement that a live action series is in the works, as well as another movie. The live action series is reportedly going to be focusing on Knuckles more specifically, and the movies will remain a Sonic based vehicle for the foreseeable future. So really awesome there. And then from there, we're going to jump into TV streaming suggestions. And this is going to be a little bit different than we've been doing before, because I need someone to bounce stuff off of, because I don't know what to make of this new Bel Air series on Peacock. They made some changes that I think are really cool, like the way they deal with Ashley. I think that doing a different tone for the series is a lot of fun to see, but I don't know how I feel about Carlton, and I don't know how I feel about Aunt Viv, and kind of some of the changes, and especially Uncle Phil. I feel like I don't really appreciate the change to Uncle Phil that we got, but overall, I really am kind of six one way, half a dozen the next. So you guys go check it out. Let's have the conversation of what you think of that series down in the comments, and maybe I'll choose a side. I don't know. But the other suggestion for this episode is Solos over on Amazon Prime. It is a science fiction series, anthological in nature. It is a lot of fun. There are a couple of not great episodes. They're only approximately 20-25 minutes each, so it is not something that you have to kind of grit your teeth and bear. They're over pretty quick. Most of the episodes, though, are phenomenal. The Morgan Freeman episode and the Helen Mirren episode very specifically jumped to mind as being some of the best. So definitely go check out Solos over on Amazon Prime, and those are our suggestions for TV streaming. Now we get into movies. All right. no follow-ups, no anything like that here, but we do have trailers. We got the trailer that came out shortly after the Super Bowl on Sunday for Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. Whoa. What did I just watch? What just happened? Did they just show us the Illuminati without saying it's the Illuminati, and absolutely showed us that Patrick Stewart's Professor Xavier is going to be in this, but everything else is being left up to speculation. We are going to touch on that speculation in the rumors section, so stick around for that. But wow, if you have not yet watched this new trailer, then you should go watch it probably a dozen times and see all of the things that you missed the first 10 times you watched it, because there is a lot of stuff going on in this trailer. And if this doesn't do anything to hype you up, then I feel like you probably don't have a pulse. I honestly am amazed at how Marvel, it's not quite to the same level, but they are maintaining everyone's interest and crazy amounts of hype in this machine going. This trailer is just further evidence of that. So go check it out, link in the description. Our other trailer that we got also during the Super Bowl was for Jordan Peele's Nope. This is the third trailer, I believe, we have received for this. And this one, I think, gives us a little bit better look at what's potentially going to happen in this. It's like a Western version of whatever it is that Jordan Peele likes to do. From what the trailer looks like, it's probably going to be my favorite of his horror movies. I'm really interested to see this movie, and it's all, I think, all because of this trailer, and previous trailers, not as much. So yeah, that's what we have for trailers this episode. Let's get into news, and we're just going to come out swinging on this one. We have news from Netflix, the BioShock movie that we have been hearing about for literally years at this point is apparently actually going to come to fruition, and it is going to come via Netflix. So there's all kinds of emotions in that statement, and we have to kind of unpack that a little bit because this one, again, long time in the making. So we have heard rumor of a BioShock movie basically since the second game was released. Around that time is when we first started hearing about the want to make a BioShock movie because it was such a popular franchise at the time. With the release of the second game, kind of popularity dipped down a little bit. Release of the third game brought it back up, but not to the same height. But it is always going to be an amazing classic video game, one of the greatest games, probably going to go down in history as one of the greatest games ever. So we have that going for it. And then we have the fact that somehow Netflix got the rights for this. Now, Netflix, for a little while, was kind of hit and miss with their adaptations. By and large, they were about 50-50. In more recent years, that has significantly dipped down. They have not done super well with their adaptations recently. I'm looking at you, Cowboy Bebop. What the hell was that? So that when I saw Netflix movie coming out and then BioShock movie coming out from Netflix, I was super excited until that last word. And at that point it was, what do I make of this? So there is still a possibility that this is going to be something worth watching. I mean, we're all going to watch it anyway because freaking BioShock. But I just don't know. How do you feel about the fact that Netflix is the one that was given the honor to make this movie? I don't have the best of hopes for this one anymore. Sad to say, but it is true. And then we're jumping over to HBO Max. We have an announcement from the DC Extended Universe. We're going to be getting another superhero movie direct to HBO Max. And this is the Wonder Twins. This is very interesting. So Wonder Twins, the movie is going to be directed and written by Adam Zykiel. I know I didn't say that right, and I apologize, but I don't know how to kind of pronounce that. So that's what we're going with. He is the writer for the Black Adam movie, so a little bit of clout there. He's got a couple other nerdy credits under his belt, but that's kind of the biggest one. So kind of our hype level is dependent on how well the Black Adam movie does. But he's not directing Black Adam. He only wrote it. He's also directing this Wonder Twins show, or movie rather. So very interesting. This is quite the gamble from HBO Max because this is now the technically the third, but only the second actual movie that they're developing that is superhero based that is going direct to their streaming service. It started out that Blue Beetle was also going to be that, but that got so much hype that they're getting a theatrical release for it. Batgirl, though, somehow is still only coming out on HBO Max, which is very strange because Michael Keaton and Batman related, so wouldn't that be bigger than the Blue Beetle? Whatever. But Wonder Twins, I mean, there is a history there. There is a long history there, but it is a cartoon history. And then a comic that kind of doesn't do super well, but has been around for freaking ever. So very interested to see where this is going to go, if they're going to play this for laughs, kind of like the cartoon, or if they're going to try and make this into something serious like they're doing with Black Adam. No real signs to tell us one way or the next just yet, but we will be keeping tabs on that. So let's move right along to our next piece, which is Star Trek. This one actually probably should have gone in follow-ups, but whatever, man. Star Trek IV, the fourth movie in the Kelvin timeline, has officially been greenlit. by Paramount. It is going to happen probably. They're so early in this process, though, that they have yet to sign contracts with the cast. So Chris Pine and company, Zachary Quinto, Zoe Saldana, those are the only names that are coming to Carl Urban. There we go. nobody has officially signed on to play the roles that they played in the last three movies just yet. That's how green this is. It literally just happened. But it sounds like it is a pretty much in the bag that all of the main cast are going to return. John Cho also. So if we get that, I'm very interested to see what happens with the Kelvin timeline, because this is the only stuff that's happening technically in this timeline. Everything else is in the original timeline, Discovery included. So very, very curious what's going on here. Our next one has to do with Sonic. We've already talked about it in the TV section. Movie announced. But we talked about it, so we're moving on. Our final piece is a little bit of a downer for the movie section, and that is Ivan Reitman, the legendary screenwriter, director of the original Ghostbusters movie, has passed away at the age of 75. It was apparently in his sleep. No official cause of death has been released just yet, but let's take a brief Slimer-filled moment to remember the contributions of Ivan Reitman to the conversation and just the awesomeness that was most of his movies. And sadly, we're moving along, flowing on into suggestions for the movie section. So this one was a little bit difficult. Obviously, I'm going to suggest you go back and watch the Reitman Ghostbusters. Actually, watch the three proper Ghostbusters movies, which would be Ghostbusters, Ghostbusters 2, and then the one that came out last year, 2021, Ghostbusters Afterlife. So that's the obvious. But then as far as like the something new to you, I kind of had to rack my brain a little bit, but new movie on Netflix called Big Bug. If you are okay with subtitles, because it is a French movie, Jean-Pierre Jeunet, who did the movie Amelie, which is one of the most beautiful movies you're ever going to see, did a quirky little sci-fi flick that honestly has a really great introduction into the AI conversation that we like to have here on the channel. So very thought-provoking little comedy movie from the guy that brought us Amelie. Worth a watch, 100%. Go watch all four of those movies. That is our suggestions, though, for the movie section for this episode. Now let's get into the rumor mill. So confirmations, refutations, confirmations, all of the Super Bowl ads that we called. I'm not really taking that one because, like, that was obvious that we were going to get pretty much all of those. It wasn't obvious what was going to happen in those, but by and large, we knew what was coming. So not really going to take the win on that one necessarily. So let's get into the new sources. These are rumors that we have previously heard, but now we have new sources to expand or refine on those rumors. So we have a couple of rumors in Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. First one being that Tom Cruise has returned to the rumor mill. This time, though, not as Iron Man, and also potentially not as just a cameo. This new rumor has that Tom Cruise will be in the Multiverse of Madness, but will be as a new character to the MCU and as some sort of recurring part in other movies as well. So not just a one-off cameo for the Multiverse of Madness. Very interesting. Don't know if I believe that. I really think we are going to see Tom Cruise as a very brief cameo as Iron Man. That's just my personal belief, but we're not to the percentages just yet. So that is our first rumor. Our second rumor is that we have the official, quote unquote, according to this is a leak, we know who the Illuminati is going to be, and that is Patrick Stewart's Professor X, Ian McKellen's Magneto, Variant Black Bolt, played by Anson Mount, who was on the TV show, Tiana Paris as Monica Rambeau as Captain Marvel, Haley Atwell's Captain Carter, Eric Banas, Bruce Banner, Ian Gruffudd's, Mr. Fantastic, and Tom Cruise's Iron Man, plus a Mordo variant, who is the Sorcerer Supreme, and Bruce Campbell as Baldur the Brave, who is Thor's half-brother in a different universe. So, that is entirely too large to give any credence to. So let's get into percentages that either of these things are accurate. So the first one being Tom Cruise not coming in as Iron Man. We've heard way too much behind the scenes for this to give us anything close to halfway. There is a lot of evidence saying that he is not going to be anything more than a cameo, which lends us to believe that he's going to come in where Feige kind of originally wanted him, and that is Iron Man. So the idea that Tom Cruise is going to have some sort of recurring role and also is not going to be Iron Man, very slim possibility there. I'm going to put that one at about 25% likely. As far as that casting list, for the Illuminati, that sounds like some basement dweller's wet dream casting that will just never freaking happen. So the likelihood that all of those are Illuminati, I'm going to put that at 10%, and I think that's being generous. Obviously, we have Patrick Stewart's Professor X in there, so some of those are going to be accurate. I think a couple of those characters are more likely than the actors. Specifically, I'm looking at Black Bolt, played by Anson Mount. Potentially, I don't think that'll be the Illuminati version. I would be willing to bet that the Illuminati version of Black Bolt will be Vin Diesel, but that's just me. I have no real basis for that aside from that's a little more fan service-y than rehashing that god-awful Inhumans series. So, but yeah, I feel like some of these will be, I mean, obviously Monica Rambeau is going to be in the movie, but she's not going to be the Illuminati. That's not going to be the way that works out. We're going to see an epic lineup for the Illuminati, but it's only probably going to be 4 or 5 characters. It's not going to be, 8, 9 characters? This is ridiculous. No, 10% likelihood. Anyway, moving right along, our next new source rumor, because this one has been rumored for quite some time and actually kind of sort of confirmed to a certain degree. We're talking GoldenEye 007, the original Nintendo 64 game, is getting a rehash. Well, has already received a rehash that was supposed to be launched on the Xbox 360, but it never officially happened. If you know where to get it, you can now play that build of the game, but it was not officially released. Well, according to new sources, there is an official plan to announce that build, kind of, for not just the Xbox systems, but also the Nintendo Switch. Reportedly, the announcement is going to be coming soonish. What that means, who freaking knows, but soonish, and yeah, it's going to be, again, Switch and Nintendo, or Switch and Xbox systems. Does not specifically say if it's going to only be series systems or one and the series, but I would say probably one and series because they're still not selling as many series units as they would like. Either way, the likelihood for this news source to be accurate, I feel like there's, again, feels like a little bit of a basement dweller's wet dream, because I'm not super likely it's going to be cross-platform like that. Rare is owned by Microsoft, so if it comes out, it will very likely only be on the Xbox consoles. I will be a little generous on this one, though, and we'll put this one at about 40%. I know that's below the halfway mark because I really feel like there's plenty of evidence that suggests that the Nintendo portion of this is what kills it. So yeah, 40% likely that this is legit, and we're moving on. So our next piece of rumor is in the Star Wars universe, Obi-Wan series. We have rumor that Jimmy Smits is going to be reprising his role as Bail Organa. Why not? We already know that this movie is going to pick up when Luke and Leia are babies, our little baby children. And so, like, at the very, very least, we're going to see Bail Organa in the first episode where we pick up with these kids getting separated. So that right there, we're going to need him as part of the story anyway. So we're putting this, I will be very, very surprised if he is not in this series. We're going to put this one at 85% likely. And then we have a Marvel TV rumor. So Disney Plus, I guess, technically. But Disney Plus is reportedly working behind the scenes right now on a series that is going to give us Not just Daredevil and the Punisher, but Daredevil, Punisher versus Kingpin, as played by Vincent D'Onofrio, Charlie Cox, and I'm brain farting the Punisher's real name. Either way, rumor has it that this is the thing. There is so much garbage rumors out there. Not that I don't think something like this will happen to some degree eventually. I don't think it's happening right now. I don't think it's going to be all three of those characters actively in the series. It might be Daredevil and Kingpin again. We might get that rematch for sure. We're so far away from that happening that I feel like it's much, much too early to call. But super weak information. We're going to drop this one a little bit below halfway because, again, I don't think it's actively being worked on. It will potentially happen down the road, though. So about 40% that we'll see this in the next 2 years. And then let's talk about Gotham Knights, the CW show, not the game. The CW show, we are still kind of in the dark as to who exactly are going to be the quote-unquote knights in the series, but a new rumor has it that we're going to be seeing Dick Grayson, Nightwing. We're going to be seeing Stephanie Brown, Spoiler, and Harper Row, Bluebird. So Spoiler, Bluebird, Nightwing are all part of the Bat family in the comics. And they are also children of kind of lesser-known rogues from Batman's gallery. So this would be awesome if it's true. This is definitely, I don't want to give this source a whole lot of credit because they've been very wrong in the past. So we're going to probably put this one right about 50%. But that's only because of my trepidation on the source. I really want this to be the case. I just don't... Until we can get another more solid source to corroborate or the official announcement, I can't give it any more credence than that. So 50% likelihood that is going to be our cast of characters for the Gotham Knights series. And that does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then jump over to nerdylegion.com and you can listen to all of the podcasts we offer on the subject. While you're here, though, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. Do all of the things for Generally Nerdy. We are still doing that push for 1,000 on multiple platforms. So help me out there, and you get the full news show. We'll see you in the next one, nerds. Thank you very much for listening.